Welcome to Life in Business, the podcast for business owners who want the confidence to grow without having to hustle 24/7. I'm Libby Langley, your host, award-winning No BS business coach and Amazon best-selling author. Join me each week to learn simple and practical strategies for growing your business, growing your profits, growing your confidence, and for having fun in business too. Here's this week's episode. Hello, Libby Langley here for another episode of Life in Business. And I'm going to do some real talk today and help you through what can sometimes feel like, oh my God, the hardest thing in the world, right? Sometimes sales feel, making sales, getting new clients feels like pulling teeth, feels like the hardest thing in the entire cosmos, right? In the entire world. And we don't want it to feel hard, right? So I'm also going to tell you how to fix that and how to make everything just feel much easier and like you're in a real flow, you know? Because this push or hustle, let's hustle, is just not a fan of it, not a fan of the kind of hard work that it portrays. Not to say that business isn't hard work, right? This is the hardest thing you will ever do in your entire life. Take that from someone who's been doing it for 13 years. It's really hard. It's all consuming, all of this. But it's also one of the most rewarding things, right? But when things feel challenging and you feel like you're not in a flow, can be really tough, really, really tough. And I want to kind of help you see, kind of like see what the issue is. Not what the problem is, because there's no problem, but why you kind of might feel out of alignment, right? And if your sales are flowy and everything's rolling and you're super happy, still listen to this episode, right? Because it doesn't always continue like that. And there will certainly, not to say bad times are ahead, right? But there will certainly be things that you can reflect on. So this is for those of you who might be feeling a little slump and those of you who are flying. There's always, always, always stuff that we can reflect on, right? Okay, so I would just like to say to you that forcing it never works, yeah? If sales are feeling hard or you've not got enough clients or the clients that you want, then the temptation is often to just keep throwing more stuff out there, right? The reason you're not getting sales is because you're not posting enough on social media. I mean, that's just utter codswallop, right? Utter codswallop. And that's probably the first time I've used that word for 30 years, but it's utter codswallop. And the reason it is because, you know, posting four times a day on Instagram or LinkedIn or stuff, it's just chucking more stuff out there, right? More content doesn't mean more clients necessarily. 101 caveats in there, right? But necessarily on its face value, it doesn't mean more people are going to come to you. Because if your content is just content for content's sake, it's a bit pointless, right? It's a bit pointless. And people will know that it's a bit pointless. And if you think, oh, I need to get some more sales, I want to get some more sales, I've got a target that I want to hit, or I just want to get over this next, you know, oh, I'm so close to that next £1,000. I'd love to see, I'd love to just get the next bit over the line. And, or I haven't had enough clients this month and I need more because I have my mortgage to pay, right? You know, there's various ends of the spectrum there for sure. And all of them are real and all of them are valid. But if you are kind of this push, and lack of desperation with it, then people can kind of smell that, you know? People can kind of pick up on that and people can sense it and it doesn't engage because it's like, buy my stuff. And it's like, no, man, why should I? You know, it's not, it becomes about you, not about them. And it's got to be about both of you, okay? It isn't just about them at all. It's absolutely got to be about you too, because that's where the synergy comes and that's why they choose you. But if the scales aren't balanced of you and them, then that's where we've got the kind of problems, right? And this is if you're chucking stuff out, I'll post four times a day, I've got to put my sales message, you, this is how you can buy from me all the time. If it's all that, I don't know, it's not, no thanks. Nobody wants to buy from that, right? But if you're interesting, engaging, and make people laugh or educate them or share some stuff, then yes, abso-flipping-lutely, right? That's kind of, that's the approach for stuff, right? So the reason that things feel hard, generally speaking, is it's your inner feeling, right? It is not you. You are not doing anything wrong. You are not the problem. It's not that. But it's your inner feeling that's become misaligned. Okay. So you need to go back to basics on this, on you, right? And you may have heard me talk before about building a house, right? Everything in a business, if you think about building and growing a business and you as the business owner as well, when you build a house, you need to build from the foundations up, right? So you need to have foundations, you need to have walls, and then you need to have a roof. But if, and that makes logical sense, right? Nobody's going to argue with that. Perfectly logical sense, which is why I use this analogy so much. But if you've taken your eye off your foundations, right, or never built them solidly in the first place, the walls, you know, the walls kind of might stay there because maybe they can flex in the breeze a bit. But if you try and put a roof on, the whole thing is going to crumble. And the roof in this analogy with your business is your marketing. So if you are trying to do just roof, and by that I mean post, more emails, just buy my stuff, then it's not going to work. It's not going to work because you don't have the structure underneath it in order to make it work. So actually, if you think in terms of building materials, I'm not a builder, obviously, but if you think in terms of building materials, right, your foundations need to be super reinforced, you know, nuclear bunker strength concrete, yeah? That's what your foundations need to be made of. What's the strongest material known to man? I don't know, something that spaceships are made out of, maybe. But that's what your foundations need to be made of. But let's go for reinforced concrete, you know, thick nuclear bunker stuff that you can't drill through. And then your walls, they don't have to be as strong as that. They need to just be able to stand up, yeah? So you could build those out of kind of corrugated cardboard almost, as long as the pressure on them is the right way. And then the roof could be paper, you know? The roof, the marketing, it can be such a light and flexible material because it's not the thing that you're leading with, right? It's the bit that goes on top. So it isn't as important that it's as solid. And it sounds like a really strange thing to say, particularly from someone who's been talking about and teaching marketing for about 20 years. But the marketing, oh, you can have all the blooming marketing tools and tactics in the world, but if your foundations aren't solid, it's all a bit of a waste of time, right? And this is for you as a solo business owner or as a business owner with a really tiny team, right? This is not for corporates because corporates are different. Corporates are built differently, big companies. This is about you, right? And so you have to go back to these basics and look at your foundations and build your business house the right way up. And the things that go into your super reinforced concrete foundations are you, right? Are absolutely about you. And things like your vision, you know, what do you really want? What do you want to achieve in life and in business? And your mission, what drives you? What's the kind of purpose of all of this? What is your purpose, right? And what it is that really kind of fires you. I couldn't think of the word. What fires you? So what is it that, what's the fire in your belly? Yeah. That's all the stuff that goes into this into this mix in your belly. And if this is hard, right? This is really, really hard to do, hard to think about. It's in the weed stuff. And so many clients that I work with, when they come and join my Confidence to Grow program, it's like, right, how much am I going to charge for my products and services? I'm going to write a list of all the services that I can offer. Yes, important. However, means nothing. Means nothing to work on the walls until the foundations are in place. It's like, why? Why do you want to help people with this? Why does this matter? Why do you care about this? Why would anyone want to buy from you? Why is this personal? Why are you, you know, why? And I do, it's an exercise that I do with my clients. But why? And that helps get away from the kind of polished, I help women in business to blah, 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 right? But it's actually, yeah, but why do I care about this shit? And that's the kind of foundational stuff that really, really matters. And I tell you what will help you with this. I mean, obviously, come join Confidence to Grow, right? Let me help you with this. Come work through it all with me and build the business that you want. But there, I've got a free download that talks about this in much, much more detail. And obviously, you can take your time over it and read through it and work through it yourself. So to download the free guide, go to libbylangley.com/guide and it will be absolutely worth it. It's quite a meaty, chunky guide, right? Because this is meaty, chunky stuff. But go download that and it will help you work through this process. Okay. And thinking about all of this foundational stuff as well and why it's going to help fix sales feeling hard, it's because you're actually going to care about what you're doing, right? You're going to care about your purpose, right? You're going to care about what this actually means to you rather than I need to sell some stuff. And oh my goodness me, I mean, I've been there, right? Times. I remember a few years ago, I don't know how many years ago, maybe 5 or so. And I did this birthday promotion for the program that I was running at the time. And we did all these videos by, I say we, my husband, right? Me and my husband did all these blimmin' stupid videos that were being scheduled to go out on social media over my birthday, which we were also away for, right? Don't do a launch or anything while you're going to be away because it's terrible timing. You need to be here. You need to be available. You need to be able to respond to stuff, right? And it was, the purpose of it was to sell some stuff while I was away. I wanted to hit a certain income goal and I thought, oh, this will be really cute to do this. And I had some party poppers and some, what are those things that you blow? Party, I don't even know what they're called. But you know the things that you blow into and they uncurl? Party things, blowers, what they're called. Those. And I was messing around with those and some of those little poppers that blow out like confetti and streamers and stuff. And it was cute, right? It was cute and it was funny. But the purpose of it was to sell stuff. And the massive, in theory, right? Sounds great. Well, obviously that's the point. You want to sell more stuff. Yes. But what was absolutely missing was that the thing that I was selling, I was not really all that interested in. I mean, I was, right? I was. Because it was the precursor to my Confidence to Grow program and the work I've always kind of done with my one-to-one clients over the last few years. But it was packaged up as a marketing program. And so the results that people got, they learned how to use Instagram and they learned some stuff, right? But the results that people got was actually kind of this stuff that I'm talking about now, was the looking at it into themselves and thinking about how their brand reflected them and all these kind of things. But it was packaged wrong. And it was packaged wrong because I didn't really care about the marketing. I never have done. You know, my MBA dissertation is all about social media marketing strategy. And while strategy is really interesting, I did not waste those 3 years of doing an MBA and getting a distinction for it whilst I was also working full time. Just keep telling yourself that, baby, you did not waste it. But it was the wrong thing, right? It was the wrong thing to really make the difference. And the thing that makes the difference is the looking inside. It's like, yeah, but what do you really want to do? And my own experience in doing that launch, I mean, it made some money and all of that, but I ended up closing that program because I was just really bored with it. And I can say that now. And I know that some of the people in that program are listening. So, you know, I love you dearly. And the calls that we had, I really enjoyed. But it wasn't the bit that I was passionate about. And so it was very hard for me to talk about it other than I run a program that's going to help you with your marketing. It's like, okay. So the disconnect was there, right? The foundations, I'd not done my own foundational work in order to be able to kind of, what am I really passionate about? And I would talk about what I was really passionate about in the calls with people because I can't kind of help myself doing that. But the marketing, which is, you know, sales feeling hard, the whole focus of today's episode was out of alignment. And it's so interesting to kind of look back as I've done a lot of work on myself over the last 3+ years to see kind of where I went wrong, right? I'm doing this inverted commas, where I went wrong over the years in my business. And honestly, the results that I get for my clients now, I know that they're deep results. And helping someone to sell more stuff is fine, but helping someone be truly happy and comfortable and confident in themselves and in their business is the key to like mega sales, yeah? And not necessarily volume, because that's not necessarily the goal, but enough volume to achieve the goal, but the ease, right? That's the real magic here. And it's that, you know, that's the thing that matters. And sales feel hard just aren't as fluid as you maybe want them to because the foundations aren't there and that alignment's not there. So practical things that you can do is start talking about your own story and your own journey and share why you care about any of this stuff, right? And honestly, that's going to start making a big difference because people will be able to resonate with you. And yeah, there are lots of people out there who can help you with your messaging, who can teach you to be better copywriters and to have your messaging on point. And that's a skill, right, that you can learn. However, unless you know this inner stuff, unless you've worked on the foundations, and done this work that I support people with in my Confidence to Grow program, unless you've kind of done all that, you can be the best person. Your messaging can be the best, but you're still disconnected from it, right? Does that make sense? You've got to do this work on yourself first and then learn the copywriting stuff and the messaging stuff. And it's really interesting to see the shift in people when they get this stuff right for them, because there's no right or wrong. Obviously, you know, you think what you think. You believe what you believe. You're passionate about whatever you're passionate about, right? There's nobody can teach you that, but you need to share it. And sharing your own story of why this matters to you is just so lovely, because these days marketing is not just, you know, blimey. I mean, when I first started out, my first proper job was in I used to do ad sales for a local newspaper, and it was, you put your ad in the newspaper, people ring you or they don't, but it was very static and you couldn't, you know, your audience was the people who bought the newspaper. You couldn't refine it any more than that. And it's very, very different these days because we're very much in control of what marketing we consume. So we can follow who we want on social media. We can subscribe to whoever we want's email list. You know, we're much more in control of the consumption. So the thing that gets people hooked and interested is you, right? Is you and your story and your uniqueness and the things that you care about and the things that you don't care about. And it allows for self-selection too, which is massively important. So some people, you know, some people will listen to this podcast once and think it's absolute rubbish and they hate me. Okay, brilliant. I wish, you know, you're not going to be listening, so whoever they are, all the love and happiness in the world and go off and find someone who does suit you. And that's fine, right? That's fine because we don't want people who aren't interested. So we don't necessarily want volume. We want the right people who are aligned, who want whatever we've unlocked in ourselves and whatever we care about, they want that for themselves, right? And it's not just about strategy and tactics, and it's certainly not about volume of posting on social media. I mean, you need to tell people, right? You need to get on your soapbox and share your story. But, you know, you could literally go to Speaker's Corner in London and stand on a soapbox and do it. You know, the way you do it, it doesn't matter. And the way you do it will become aligned with whatever it is that you believe in and whatever you want to do, you know. So creating loads of videos on Instagram because Instagram says that reels are the thing. Yeah, okay, you know, but that's a tactic, right? If you're doing that and you don't really believe in what you're saying, or you haven't really nailed the but why, it's just numbers. Yeah, it's just viewing numbers, but the sales still won't work in the same way, still won't connect. So I would say absolutely only talk about what you care about, right? If you don't care about it, don't talk about it. Just it's as simple as that. Or say why you don't care about it, because that's kind of, you know, that's as important too. And be as niche as you like, right? That's quite hard. It feels hard to say that, because niching brings out a fear in all of us that, oh, but what about everybody else? It's like, yeah, but they're still going to see stuff if they're interested in it, you know? But the more niche you are, the more of a specialist or an expert, or you have a really particular point of view, the more people are going to follow you. Yeah. The more people are going to, and I don't mean follow literally necessarily on social media, but the more people are going to want to sign up for your email list or buy your book or listen to your podcast or wherever it is, watch your videos on YouTube, wherever you share your stuff, follow you around the country, you know, when you do a big tour, whatever it is that you do. And you look at it as from a musical point of view, right? Musicians, they play a certain kind of music, yeah? And, you know, there's heavy metal people who, you know, are really like angry, aggressive heavy metal music. Some people love that, right? Other people don't. But they're not going to be the same audience as the people who play country music or K-pop or R&B or whatever. There's lots of different genres of stuff. So when you are, I'll maybe do a whole separate episode on this actually, because I found quite a nice analogy there. So maybe I'll do that. But the more that you're trying to appeal to everybody, if you think of it in terms of music, it makes no sense at all. Because, I mean, what would that even sound like? If there was just music for everybody, I don't know. It would be just such a cacophony of odd noise that I don't know how it would be possible. Or it would be, you know, some kind of operetta that that went from one style to another style to another style to another style. And I don't know if it worked. Everybody would end up hating it. So you can't do that. You can't appeal to everybody, because you literally cannot appeal to everybody. So the more niche you are, the more specialist you are, oh my God, people are going to love it, because it's going to be easy for them to choose, right? And it's going to be easy. The whole point of this episode is, when sales feel hard, do this instead, right? Is the more you niche, and if you substitute the word niche for talk about what you're passionate about, the more people are going to want to connect with you or not. And that's the really important thing. There are loads of people out there who are going to, you know, going to want to listen to your every word. Yeah. So when you do this, and when you have your foundations in place, and when you're absolutely sure of who you are and what you care about and what your vision for the future is and how you want to change the world, all that stuff, once you're absolutely sure of all that foundational stuff, that's when everything feels much easier. It feels you can easily think of your paper roof on your house, and that's your marketing, and it just doesn't feel like a big deal, right? I mean, you still physically have to do it, but it doesn't feel, you don't sit there staring at a blank screen in the same way, because you know the things that you want to talk about because they're the things that you're interested in. So you don't have to try in the same way. And you can talk about the thing that you're interested in 400 different ways, right? Oh, there's the whole lifetime of content right there. And it takes away any of those challenges and people will buy from you because they believe in what you're passionate about and they want you to help them with that thing, right? It's kind of as simple as that. So please do download the guide that I've got about this. LibbyLangley.com/guide. And honestly, it's going to help you work through any of this. And then if you need my help, you know how to get a hold of me, right? And this is going to make sales feel so much easier to you, but it's also going to make your whole blooming business feel so much easier because you're going to be able to see why you're doing things that you shouldn't or you don't need to be doing, right? And you go, oh yeah, I don't know why I was wasting so much time on that. That doesn't matter. And ta-da! Not only have you made sales easier, but you've also freed up loads of time. So you will be working less and earning more. And as we all know, that's the dream, right? Right there. That is the dream right there. So this is how it works. You've got to put in the groundwork by looking at your foundations. But once you do, oh my goodness me, a whole wonderful world is unlocked for you. So there you go. Some big juicy stuff today. Thank you for being with me. Thank you for listening. And I'm going to see you next time for episode 100. I know that's so exciting. Thank you for being with me for all this time. I know some of you have been here since the beginning and that's like, oh, it's massive. I love you very much and I'll see you next time. Bye. Thank you for listening to Life in Business. Please make sure that you subscribe or follow so you don't miss any future episodes. And if you enjoyed today's show, please leave a review as it helps others to find the podcast and spread the word that there's an easier way to do business. If you want to chat with me about today's episode or suggest a topic for the future, I would love to hear from you. You can find me on Instagram @LibbyLangley. See you next week.